New figures from the Central Statistics Office show that Irish businesses continue to increase female representation at both senior executive and board level, albeit slowly. However, the number of females in chief financial officer roles continues to fall. Let's talk to Gillian Hartford, who's the country executive of the 30% Club. The 30% Club is a global organisation led by chairs and CEOs aimed at increasing gender diversity at board and senior management level. Gillian Hartford, you're very welcome to the programme and thanks for taking time to talk to us today. So still some way in this country short of 30%, but getting there. What do you make of these figures today from the CSO?
Well, I think, first of all, Brian, it's incredible that we have this data. So many countries across EU don't have access to such comprehensive data, so we really appreciate the work of the CSO. And it's also great to see the response rate. More than 500 organisations across Ireland have participated in the survey, so it means for the first time we have very comprehensive data across a number of areas. And it is great to see the progress. And it's also great to see the focus on C-suite as well as boards, because feeder roles are really important in terms of pipeline. So this gives us great data to look at, both by role and also by sector as well, because the analysis includes that as well, which again is a super way forward for us.
So what are the sectors then that are leading the way in this, and who are the laggards?
Well, it's interesting, you know, it all becomes relative, but certainly we see progress across financial services, across the service areas, but even areas like construction, who are still relatively low, have shown a significant increase from the last time the survey was done 2 years ago. So while they're only at just over 13%, that's an increase from just under 10%. So because we can now show data by sector, we can now start to look at specific activities within sectors and see where progress can be made. And construction is a really good example in that space.
Obviously, there's clearly a compelling argument for equality of opportunity across the genders. But is there a strong business case for greater female participation at these higher levels?
Absolutely. We see it in data worldwide in terms of the value that it brings. So yes, there is an initial value in terms of having gender balance in total across your organisation. But that advantage becomes far more exacerbated when you get gender balance where the senior decisions are made. So we see research showing the advantages in terms of focus on a wider set of areas, focus on key performance, a very different risk profile when there's a gender balance. And as I said, that doesn't happen just by having 50% within your organisation. It happens when you have 50% at the top two tables, which are the board and the C-suite.
Gillian Hartford from the 30% Club. Thanks very much for talking to us.